You mean after the wedding?
I think this happened after they got to their new home and at night.
Oh, housewarming?
Yeah. I heard it called a serenade or a shimmering.
Oh, a serenade, yeah.
Did they actually sing in a serenade?
I can just remember once I was a kid and the couple got married and I didn't know what was going on, but they had all kind of singing and yelling around the house and all. I guess it was a serenade it was supposed to be.
More just a lot of noise, but real music, I guess. Why do some people call a spook to frighten children? They might
ghost.
Say, okay. But if you wanted a child to behave, you'd say, well, you better be good or that's what I'll get you.
Bad man. Boogerman.
Okay. What do you say to your friends when you see them on Christmas Day? How do you greet them?
Merry Christmas.
And if you had a heavy suitcase that you had to get from one place to another, when you got there, you'd say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to what is very far.
Carry it very far or tote it.
Okay.
We oftentimes say tote, yeah. I think that's got to be a permissible word in the dictionary, isn't it? Tote.
Yeah.
Used to be a little bad English, but grammar. But I think they accept it now. I believe.
The last three people I've talked to have all used it.
Well, we've got a pistol toter's license.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a license to tote a pistol. I believe they got blanks across it all there. But it's called a pistol toter's license.
Well, I wonder if they were talking about a bigger gun, would they call it a rifle toter's? Or a rifle?
Well, you wouldn't necessarily have to be licensed carry a rifle. But see, a pistol would be, he would have to have a license to carry a pistol because it could be undershirt or under it.
Oh.
He couldn't carry it concealed either. But he couldn't carry it on his person without a license. But a rifle would be open and would be open. It wouldn't necessarily need a license.
I was just wondering if they just used the word tote for something small, or if they could use it for something big too.
No, yes, they use it for something big. I noticed, for instance, these tractors that pull these house trailers all over the different places, they're called toters. They're called they towed them, and see, he's toting a trailer there now.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough.
I've never heard of
these. I think they do, yes.
What do you call an animal that has a hard shell that can pull its legs up and its shell in the
air? Turtle. Cooter.
Do they live on the land or the water?
Well, actually, the turtle live on the water. They are amphibious. They own either water or land. Now, gophers are the same as gophers are a land animal. It has a hard shell and can draw its neck into it.
And how about a terrapin?
Terrapin is a turtle to us.
So it's water
it's,
too?
Well, it's amphibious. It's either water or land.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be?
Chitlins.
Okay. And what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk. Or yellow.
Either one. Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body from his waist to his shoulders?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you can use on a lake?
A rowboat.
And if it has a squared-off bow, would you call it anything different?
Well, they call them John boats now. J-O-N, I believe. J-O-N boat.
Did people use the word backhoe?
Oh, yes. But that wouldn't necessarily be a butt-headed boat. It could be a...